Hello, welcome to Hope and Life Ministries, life-changing moment. I'm so glad that you can tune in at this time every week. So thank you so much for your time, for listening with your heart and with your mind and with your spirit. So thank you for this edition. I'm your host and your teacher, and we're going to be diving into the Word of God. And I pray God bless you, God strengthen you, God draw you to know His will always, and that you are led by His Holy Spirit. God wants you to have a blessed life, a joyful life. And I pray that your weeks have been a weeks of favor, blessing, a weeks of you having the Word of God ingrained inside of your heart, and you are filling your mind with the right attitude, with the right mindset, a mindset that is fixed upon the revelation and knowledge of the truth. Because God wants you to have that victorious mindset and a heart that is pastured before the faithfulness of the living God. God wants you to pasture your heart before Him, and so that you absorb that which He has for you. Because your heart is the center of your body, and your heart is flowing with His goodness, with His living water. Yes, God is so good. God is so faithful. Oh, we have some urgent needs in the ministry. So if the Lord put it in your heart to lead you to sow into this ministry, please want to encourage you to send any donation that the Lord may lead you into Hope and Life Ministries. Yeah, P.O. Box 70288, Pasadena, California, 91117. Yes, again, Hope and Life Ministry, P.O. Box 70288, Pasadena, California, 91117. Yes, we have some agent needs in that ministry. So, we also have Zelle through the phone number 626-755-6002. Again, 626-755-6002. So if the Lord leads you to sow into this ministry, please do not hesitate. And I pray the Lord will lead you, and whatever amount that He leads you. So I pray the Lord to lead you, the Lord to guide you, and whatever the Lord leads you, just obey it. And I pray that the Lord will bless you, and the Lord will give you the strength, because whatever you sow, it goes in to be a blessing to other people as well. So God give you the wisdom, the strength, and I pray God bless you, yeah, as the Lord leads you. So we want to encourage you that be led by the Holy Spirit. Anyway, I pray that the Lord to give you the wisdom, the strength, that ability that you need in daily life, in daily victories. It's God's will for you to have victory daily. It's God's will for you to know that you have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. It's God's will for you to know that you are treasure because you have been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus. God wants you to know that you are a vessel of honor. You have being part of the partaker of the divine nature. That divine nature is in Christ Jesus. Because you yield to the Lord Jesus Christ, you are the partaker. Because the Bible says also we are heir and joint heir with Christ. So it's God's will for you to rejoice, for you to have a passion of your mind, a passion of your heart, to have that reality in your mind daily, so that your days are filled with faith, faith in Him, faith in Christ, faith in what He did for you. So let's pray to commit this addition unto the Lord's hand. So Father, we bless you, we exhort you, that word is true. We pray for your grace, your mercy. Oh, thank you, Father God. I am your vessel. May you use me, oh, to release your word, your revelation to the listeners. Lord, may you bless them, may you draw their heart to know you, to walk with you, Jesus. We pray for favor, blessing, draw their heart to know you, to walk with you, Lord. We pray for your grace upon them. We pray for your peace upon them. We pray, thank you for your blood that redeem also. Thank you, Lord, like anyone that may be needing healing and deliverance, we pray, Jesus, by your stripe there's a healing, there's a restoration. We pray whatever issue, whatever ailment, we pray for healing and restoration. Thank you, Jesus, that your word is true. You send forth your word, you heal them all. So we thank you, we bless you, that word is true, that no weapon that's formed against your own shall prosper. So thank you, thank you. Isaiah 54 verse 17, we bless you, faith God. Use me as your vessel. Holy Spirit, you empower all the listeners, all to grow in the knowledge of God, in Jesus' name. Amen. So we declare that the word of God is true. Yes, today's topic is going to be the works of the Holy Spirit. The works of the Holy Spirit. As we can recapitulate what we have taught previously, we declare that your body is the temple of God, that God is building you as his own temple, and he wants to dwell inside of you. He wants to empower you. He wants to fill you with his glory. Yes, he wants to fill you so that you can manifest his presence, so you can release his presence, so you can be a blessing to yourself, so you can be a blessing, a channel of blessing to your household, a channel of blessing to your neighborhood, a channel of blessing wherever you find yourself in, because God wants you to be a fruit bearer also. Yes, remember Jesus, he came to the fig tree. It was not a time for that fig tree to bear fruit, but Jesus was looking for a fruit in it, and he cursed that tree because he was looking for a fruit. It's God's will that we should be a fruit bearers in this new covenant. Yes, because Jesus paid a price for you to be a fruit bearer, because the Holy Spirit dwells inside of you. Everywhere you go, you are a temple that he dwells, that he wants to manifest his love, his grace, his loving kindness towards others. Through you, he wants to use you to be a blessing, to be a channel that restore people that are walking, that restore people that are full of confusion, that are full of anxiety, that are full of the unknowable. So God wants you to build the one that revelation. And today we are living in the best time through the ages. We are living for the Old Testament. God has made a promise that in the end time he shall pour his spirit upon every flesh. Yes. So we read Joel 2:28, God has promised in the end time he shall pour his spirit. And now, so let's read Joel 2:28. And it shall come to the pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And it says, your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see vision. And also on my men servant and my maid servant, I will pour out my spirit in those days. Again, 2:28. That's Joel 2:28. So we are living in that right now, that God is pouring his spirit upon all flesh, that you shall prophesy, your sons and daughters shall prophesy, your old men and your old men, they shall dream dreams. Your young man, yes, he shall pour his spirit upon all flesh. So it is a time, whether you are a woman or you are a man, it doesn't matter. God wants to use you as a vessel. We have almost 8 billion population right now on this planet. Yes, God wants multitude to have an encounter with him. God wants to use you as a vessel of honor, because he's building you as his house so he can manifest his presence. So through you, many people get to know that Jesus is alive. Many people get to know that Jesus paid a price for them so that they are drawn to see the benefit of the kingdom of God. They are drawn to know that Jesus is the one who paid a price for their salvation. He paid a price for their rejoicing daily. He paid a price so that every form of the unknowable, every form of anxiety, every form of depression, every form of anything that cause confusion shall be cleared out, because you get to live a lifestyle as a son, as a daughter of the Most High God, because you are God. You are one who yield yourself to the leading of the Holy Spirit, because God has poured his spirit upon all of flesh. So we knew that that scripture has been fulfilled through the Pentecost. During the Pentecost, yes, Jesus, after he resurrected from the grave, he told his disciples, wait and tarry in Jerusalem until you endure with power, until the promise of the Father has come. Yes. So when that happened, yes, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And from there, they shall be a witness of God. So the Holy Spirit has been given in the Pentecost. Yeah, the Pentecost is the time that it was poured out. It is the time that there's a religious festival that all the Jews, they all come from the various nations to celebrate. It's called the Feast of Weeks. Yeah, the Feast of Weeks. The Jewish call it the Shavuot. Yes. Yes, Shavuot, that's how they call it. So, and also it's a celebration of Moses receiving the Torah. So they celebrate that every year. So that's the time God poured all his spirit. And they were empowered to have revelation knowledge of the word of God. The word of God become like a living word inside of them. And they are filled with the Holy Spirit. So they are a witness of God in that Jerusalem and also Judea and Samaria, and everywhere they go, they become a witness. And today we have the same mandate to be a witness of God in this place. Everywhere you are, you become a temple God wants to use to display all his glory, to display his grace, his faithfulness, because Jesus paid a price for us to be a people of joy, a people that carry the presence of God, a people that yield our heart to the leading of the Holy Spirit, that hunger for righteousness, that hunger for what is right before God, and thirst for his goodness. So God wants you to thirst for his righteousness. God wants you to be the one that carry his presence, that walk intentionally in him. So I want to exhort your faith. Jesus became the role model. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 1 says, when Jesus came, it was handed over to him, and he read Isaiah 61 verse 1. It says, the spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to open the prison to those who are bound. You see, Jesus is our role model. We have declared that last week or last 2 weeks. So Jesus wants you to insert yourself in this scripture, that you are the one being led by the Holy Spirit. Yes, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, because the Lord has anointed you to preach the good news to those that you come across, so that through you, people are healed, the brokenhearted are restored, people who are in captivity, you got to set them free. Yes, it is true. Some people say, but today healing has stopped. No, healing has not stopped. Jesus is still doing his work today. Oh, even he said, the glory of the latter temple shall be greater. And it's a privilege to be a temple of God. It's a privilege to be serving the Lord right now. It's a privilege to know that you are a conduit of the Holy Spirit, through whom Jesus is displayed, through whom the word of God comes from, because you feed of the word of God, because the Holy Spirit caused the world to be a revelation and become a nourishing to your soul, become a nourishing to your body, and it built you up, and it increases the joy daily. God wants you to be that vessel. So it's a privilege to be a son of the living God. It's a privilege to be a daughter of the living God. Today the Holy Spirit has been poured upon all flesh, so you don't have to say, only this people can be used by God. No, everyone can be used by God today, as long as you yield your heart to the Lord, as long as you confess to him, as long as you walk with him, as long as you know that he paid a price for you. You confess him with your mouth and you believe in your heart what he did for you, because God knock on your door and you open the heart of your door to him, and you admit him inside and you confess him. Of course, you renounce any other kingdom, because you cannot serve both Jesus Christ and serve Satan. No, because your body is a temple. Jesus said, no one can serve two masters. So always make sure only the Christ Jesus, and there are other spirits also. But that's why you confess Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, because his blood redeemed you, because you confess it, because you believe in him, because he died, he rose again on the third day. So it's the greatest time to be alive today, a time of his glory. The Father desire that you should reap the benefit of Jesus Christ. Yes, reaping the reward for his suffering. Yes, God wanted to reap the reward of his son's suffering. Yes. So when you do that, you manifest his presence. You are able to release his presence to people, and they're able to be healed. They're able to restore all their joy. Every anxiety Satan may put upon their mind, upon their heart, they're able to replace it with joy. They're able to replace it with peace, because you have yielded yourself to the Prince of Peace, because Jesus is the Prince of Peace, because the Holy Spirit dwells inside of you. That means Jesus also is in you, and your body is a vessel. It's a vessel of honor that he used, and you eat of his word, and also you work diligently. Your heart is positioned to walk in the mandate of the word of God, to walk by the leading of the Holy Spirit. It's a joyful life. It's never about religion, but it's knowing that you'll be saved through grace. Oh, yes, even when you blow it, there's grace for you to confess it and to repent and to walk in a newness, because the blood of Jesus redeemed you from every curse. Yes, we learn from our mistake. It's okay to say, I have blown, I have made a mistake. It's okay. We learn from our mistake. So be encouraged. Oh, trust him. Walk with him. Oh, renounce anything that's not of Jesus, anything that's not of God. Renounce it completely. Oh, as only Jesus Christ, the risen Jesus, the one whose tomb is empty, the one who is sitting at the right hand of God our Father, the one whom all the principality, all the heirs of Satan are made his footstool. Yes, because Jesus, he is the living Jesus. He's a living, he's the Son. The Father has said, sit at my right hand until I make your enemy your footstool. He's talking about the demonic realm. He's talking about satanic powers. He's talking about Satan is all his crew. So you have been made to be the righteous one. You have been made to be one who have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. So it's a time of rejoicing. Yes, yeah, it's a time of knowing that you are to be led by the Spirit of God. You are to have that mindset, that you have a helmet. That helmet has salvation from Jesus Christ. That you have a breastplate that cover your chest area. It's a breastplate of righteousness, not your own righteousness, but it's a righteousness of Christ Jesus. It's an imputed righteousness because you receive Jesus. So you walk in that newness because you have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. And he give you a new heart. The heart of stone is replaced with a heart that is flesh, that is sensitive to the living of the Holy Spirit. Yes, it is God's will for you to be intentional today to walk in the newness of God. Today we are the glory carriers. You carry his presence. It's not that we exalt ourselves, but we point people to Jesus, that he's alive, that he paid a price for them to have the victory daily, what they need in the daily life. So it's knowing that you are son. It's knowing that you have been given this mandate to manifest his presence, to crave for his presence. And of course, I have made it clear, it's always your will. It's always God's will for you to spend time with him. Yes, especially the morning time, to ask him to fill you, to empower through the day. Holy to teach you, to give you the strength, to give you the ability to be a blessing to those that you will encounter during the day. So your day is full of fruitfulness. Your day is full of knowing that whomever you come across, there's something that's released upon their life. Because you say, Holy Spirit, teach me, empower me. I want to carry your presence wherever I go. I want to be a blessing to others. Yes, it is true. This is very, very true. Example, I was invited to this gathering in Burbank, and then I was there. There was a lady that was asking a question about the kingdom of God, about the service spirit of God, this and that, this and that. I said, the kingdom of God is within you. There's a presence of the Lord here. So he said, I want to see the kingdom. What's the kingdom of God? So I said, okay. I asked her to stand up. And I said, do you have any sickness, any issue in your body, any pain, whatever? And she said, yes, I have a sided nerve pain in my back. I said, in the name of Jesus, why don't you walk into that door, to that window, whatever it is. I just told her, just walk and come back in the name of Jesus. I asked the praise God to heal you, to restore you in Jesus. And as she went, she came back and said, wow, I can't believe it. Yes, it's God, the pain is God. It is true. It's not about me, but it's about Jesus. It's about faith in Jesus. The Father said, Jesus said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, it shall be granted. By this, the Father received joy through Christ. The Father received the payment Jesus paid. He wants to see the reward of his suffering. You see, it's the Holy Spirit presence. So God is still doing his work. But without faith, you cannot access this. It's okay. You pray for people, they are not healed. It's okay. Just trust the Lord. By faith, yes, continue. And you will see that, wow, God is restoring people through you. God is doing his work through you. So because you carry his presence, because you know that whatever you do it to honor God. It's not that you shall be seen ask that, oh, you are put a pedestal. No, it's you manifest Jesus alive, that whatever has been proclaimed in the book of Acts is still continuing, that God has not stopped speaking, God has not stopped healing people, God has not stopped delivering people from demonic oppression. God is doing his work. So be encouraged. Let your faith be exalted. Let your faith be catapulted to a new height in the Lord. Walk in the glory, carry his presence. It's okay. You say, I'm having a stomach block. It's okay. Just trust the Lord. Just renew your mind. And we want to encourage you also. It's important to also be going to a church that is filled with the Holy Spirit, because the Bible says, don't forsake the assembly of the brethren. It builds you, because others will be praying for you, and you'll be able to encourage others also. This anointing of the Lord that empower you to do a lot of work also. So it's exhorting you to do what is necessary so you keep growing in the Lord. God is not God's will for you to be stagnant. No, don't be stagnant. God wants you to be a glory carrier, to release glory, to release his presence in your household, wherever you go, so that through you, many people get to make a U-turn from the path that does not lead to eternity with God. So through you, many people get to know Jesus is alive. Jesus is true. Christ paid a price for you. Now, without humbleness, without believing, it's impossible to have an encounter with us. So be encouraged. Yield your life to the Lord. Even if you have some pain, some issue in your body, or some issue of pain, believe God. Even as I'm speaking, yes, if you're not doing anything that is dangerous, you can lay hand upon that area. Lord, I want to receive my healing. Lord, I want to receive your presence. Your presence bring healing. Believe in him. And after the sermon, you walk, and you see, Lord, it's not about me, it's about Jesus Christ, who is sitting at the right hand of God the Father. And through him, you get healed, because the Holy Spirit, he knows everything. He's in you. So believe in him. And if you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, at the end of this, I want you to pray with me, so that you know that your life is immersed with Jesus. Your life is given to Christ Jesus, because you cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve Satan and Christ Jesus. No, Jesus said you can only serve one master. So I want to encourage you. God wants you to fill it with glory. Yes, God wants you to be a glory carrier. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. But we all with unveiled face, beholding us in the mirror, the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Holy Spirit of the Lord. So let me read it again. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in mirror, the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Yes, as you are walk with the Lord, eating of his word, meditating upon his word, sharing his word daily, as you realize you are being changed from glory to glory. As you look to the mirror, you realize that you are being changed to the image of God. Christ is being formed in you. Things that used to bother you, all of a sudden, they are no longer bothering you. Things that used to be really, really important in your life, all of a sudden, it's like, oh no, it's not important. So you always look to that which is more eternally beneficial to you, eternally beneficial to your children or your parent, whatever it is that is eternally beneficial. See, because the Holy Spirit revealed that which is blessed, which is eternally blessed. So yes, being changed because you eat of his word, because you pray, you spend time with the Lord. So God wants you to grow, yeah, from grace to grace, from strength to strength. Yes, be encouraged and spend time with the Lord. God loves you. God wants you to be one that encourages. Everything you are doing, there is a blessing. So don't think that there's no blessing. There's a blessing. God sees everything. He rewards everything. He rewards your obedience. He rewards your faithfulness. Even if you should suffer for doing what is right, God sees it. There's a blessing waiting for you. So, let your faith be catapulted to a new level, to a new height. Any of you who do not know Jesus Christ, please pray with me so that you give your life to Jesus. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I thank you for Jesus Christ. Jesus, I choose to confess that you are my Lord and my Savior. Jesus, save me. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for resurrecting. And thank you for resurrecting on the third day. I believe in you with my heart, and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord, my Savior. Save me, Jesus. Wash me with your precious blood. I give you all of my heart to you. Please forgive me of all of my sin. And I close every door to Satan. You alone. Holy Spirit, help me. Empower me to live for Jesus Christ. Thank you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. If you pray that with your heart, I believe you are saved. So please eat of the word of God. Meditate upon him. Spend time with the Lord. Oh, everything you do, do it from your heart as unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he loves you. He cares for you. He paid a price for you to be rejoicing daily. He paid a price for you to have daily victory. Have the mindset of Jesus. Have the mindset, because the Father has made it clear. He will never leave nor forsake you. So God bless you. God empower you until we meet again. The Lord give you the strength. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.